Perek Vav and Lacha Vav. Kshayechta ish the ish, lo yis the men of Yishtav. Kamosha ne'amar, Birushaim, Velodiva Avshalom im Amnon, the Merav Atov. Kisana Avshalom is Amnon. Ela mitzvah lo olav lo hodiyo, Veloma lo loma osisi li kach vachach, ולמה חטוס עלי בדבר פלוני? שנאמר הוכיח תוכיח עשה מסחר. ואם חזר וביקש ממנו למחול לא צריך למחול. ולא יהיה המוכל אכזורי שנאמר והספלל אברהם אלו אלוקים וגם. Take a look in Parag Beis of Tshuva Halacha Yud. Asa la'odam sheyeh achzari v'lo yispayes el yiyan noach lirtzos v'kosha lechos u'v'shoshem b'vankish b'men ha'achote limchol mocha b'lev v'shalem v'nefesh chafetza. ואפילו היצא לא הרבה וחוטא לא הרבה, לא ייקם ולא ייתו. וזהו דרכם של זר ישראל וליבם הנוחם. So this din that a person should respond when asked for mechila, so the Rambam has it twice. The pashtus is that, I mean, the sort of the natural place for the halacha is here in Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam is talking about the role of mechila during tshuva. That if a person himself was chote, so then he needs to take the initiative to ask mechila. So it belongs here in Hilchos Tshuva. That the Mashmos here, that the Rambam is telling us, that in addition to that there's an additional mechayev that a person should be forthcoming to be mochel, which is that it's an extension of the chiyuv to be mochiach in the first place. Kshayachti ish leish lo yistemenu, elam, again skipping a line, elam mitzvah olav lehodiyo. But that mitzvah olav lehodiyo is not lehodiyo and then to sort of, you know, hang up the phone on him, you know, and then slam down the phone. The mitzvah olav lehodiyo and to be open to. The whole point is to not allow sinner belief to take root. So if there's a response that the person is asking mechila, so mitzad that chiyuv of hocheach tochiach, as an outgrowth of that, there's also a chiyuv to be mochel. And again, the point is further reinforced. Again, A, the fact that the Rambam has it in two places, and B, again, what we've seen several examples of, that the Rambam is very careful here in Hilchos Deis. He doesn't digress for the sake of being comprehensive, right? He only quotes here in Hilchos Deis what emerges from the Hilchos Deis de Gedinim. The chiyuv. Okay, so let's maybe. Let's hold off on that for one second. Let's take a look at Halacha Zayin, and halacha tesvim, and then try to answer your question that way. Versus Hashem v'nedar. Halacha zayin. Haroa chaveru shachata, o shehu holech b'derech lo tov, mitzvah lachzir l'mutav, ulehodi o shehu chote al atzma b'masav haroam, shenam hocheach tochech sam yisecha. Right, so the same pasuk that the Rambam had quoted in Halacha Vav. So again, he's telling us about mitzvahs tochacha. Right, in Halacha Vav, he told us about kshiyach the ish le'ish as a mitzvahs tochacha, and now again in Halacha Zayin as a mitzvahs tochacha. Just to add one other piece to the puzzle, Halacha Ches, Misha chata alav chaveru v'lo rotza lehochicha v'lo daba lo klum, מפני שהיה החוטה הדיות ביוסה או שהיסה דייתו משובשס ומוחלו בליבו ולא סתומו ולא הוכיחו הרי זו מידס חסידוס לא הקפיד התורה אלא על המסתומו. So it's clear here in the Rambam, again, he's restarting Halacha Zayin again with Hocheach Tochiach. Halacha Vav is only kshiyach to ish le'ish. Halacha Zayin is even if you're not a party to it, right? Haroa chaver shachata doesn't mean that chata negdo. Could be, he saw him eating treif. Not necessarily that it was chote negdo. So it's clear, according to the Rambam, that there are two chiyuvim included in the pasuk of Halcheach Tochech Samisecha. Number one, again, not in the order in which the Rambam presents it, okay? We're doing it in the opposite order. Now, number one, Hocheach Tochiach Samisecha is, there's a mitzvah lahachzir lemutav. If one sees a fellow Jew being chote, again, lav davka that he's being chote against you. One sees a fellow Jew being chote, so then it's a chiyuv to give tochacha. The definition of a chiyuv is not to tell him off, but it's lahachzir lemutav. It's to influence him for the better. So whatever style of approach or reproach is most likely to achieve that result. It's not a mitzvah to there's no mitzvah to throw a stone if that's not the best way lachzira lemuta. So that's one chiyuv within hocheach tochech samisecha. Again, to give tochacha to someone who is chote. Then there's the second chiyuv, where a person is sinned against, right? Where the person himself is on the receiving end of a chayp and adam lechaveru. And there's a separate chiyuv above and beyond the chiyuv lahachzir lemutav. There's a chiyuv that the person shouldn't let that translate into sin of balev, of lo sisna sechicha bilvavecha, right? That's the flow of the pasuk. So Hocheach Tochech Samisecha stands alone, but it also stands as part of this sequence, where the default would be the default would be that sinas salev, because the person wronged you. So then Hocheach Tochech Samisecha, that there should be no sinas salev. That's why the Rambam says in Halacha Tes that Misha Chotalav Chaver Vela Rotza Lechicha Vela Dabla Kum Misha Haya Achote Hedyot Biyos O Shahisa Daito Mishubashis. Meaning in Halacha Test, the Rambam is describing a case where there's only one Machayev. He's a Hedyot Biyos, he's not going to accept Tochacha. There isn't a reasonable chance that he's going to accept a Tochacha and change his ways. Either because he's a Hedyot Biyos, he's so contemptuous of what's correct and what's right in life, or he's so mixed up. Daito mishubesh is b'yosa. So then the machayev of halacha zayin is not relevant because there's no possibility of being machzir lemutav. But you still have the machayev of halacha vav that there shouldn't be sinas alev. So there the Rambam says no. It's a midas chasidus. If a person can avoid the sinas alev without tochacha, he can avoid the sinas alev just by being mochel, so then there's no chiyuv to confront him. But again, b'medvar mamurim, where you don't have the mechayev of halacha zayin. So there are two distinct mechayvim, two distinct elements, the mitzvah hocheach tochiach. Again, one is that nothing to do with whether or not a person is a party to the chait. He can be a bystander, he can be a spectator, but he sees the chait, he's aware of the chait, so then there's a mitzvah tochacha. B, if the person is the aggrieved party in the chait, so then that it shouldn't translate into sinas alev, there is a chiv tochacha. Chiyuv number one is only if there's a reasonable chance that it's going to succeed. The Gemara in Yevamah says, which is the Rambam's Mokra, that Kishem she mitzvah lo madav ha-nishma, kach mitzvah she lo madav ha-shenu nishma. The Nebuke Yosef doesn't take that Gemara entirely kipshuto, but the Rambam does. The Rambam says no. If it's a dav ha-shenu nishma, if all indications are, again, the way the Rambam describes it, because the individual is either a hedyot b'yosef, or is daitu mishubashas, so there's no reasonable chance that he's going to respond to the tochacha, so then mechayiv number one isn't relevant. You still have mechayiv number two. Mechayiv number two is when the person is the aggrieved party to a chayt ben adam l'chavero, so then, even if there's no chance of l'chazir l'mutav, he's mechuyav to say something so that it doesn't translate into sinas alev. Once he says something, it's not sinas alev. Once he pushes back, so then there's no sinas alev. There, the Rambam says it's a midas chasidus. If you're only in a case where you're only dealing with mechayiv number two, so then it's a midas chasidus that a person doesn't. Again, it's a midas chasidus in the case where the person's not really going to accept the tochacha. So it's not as if you're going to sort of prompt him to ask mechila. So then the person should be mochel on his own. So what we were talking about in Halacha Vav, when the Rambam talks about the din of mechila, what we were saying is that in addition to that, as part of that chiyuv to confront the person, what's the lashon of Rambam? Of lama asisa likach v'kach, v'lama chotasa libedav v'ploni. So as an outgrowth of that, so there's a chiyuv to be mochel as well, and that's why the Rambam records the din here in Hilchos Deis, because it's an outgrowth of that lo sisna, but rather hocheach tochiach, in addition to in Hilchos Tshuva. He should give tochacha because of halacha zayin. I mean, it doesn't prevent him from being mochel, but it's not a midas chasidus to keep quiet. That's why the Rambam only describes the midas chasidus of keeping quiet in the case where the individual is a hedyot to yosef, or daitu to meshubeshes, where the tochacha, in terms of being machzor l'mutav, is a dav ha-shenu nishma. Then, but you still should have been mochiach because of losis nasachicha b'ulvavach. Okay, so then it's a midas chasidus just to be mochel. See, b'zman hazeh, it's very, 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 very complicated. It's very complicated because, you know, in a very non-Torah fashion, you know, I think too many of us, I mean, if there's one of us, it's too many, but I think it may be more than one also. You know, too many of us sort of have the mindset that, you know, when you're a little kid, so then your parents can tell you you did something wrong. But once you reach a certain age, no one's supposed to tell you anything. You know, the knee-jerk reaction to any tochach is mind your own business, or who are you? You know, whether we articulate it or not. But, you know, that's often the thought that crosses our mind. That's one consideration for why, you know, we don't seem to just be mekayim this din of hocheach tochiach, because, you know, if that mindset exists, so l'maisa, you know, when we have that mindset, we probably qualify as hedyot b'yosef. But be that as it may, if that mindset exists, so that's one reason why we don't give tochacha. Another reason that we don't give tochacha, again, in the form of, you know, you know, very directly, is that again, the mitzvah is lachzir lemutav. The mitzvah is not to, again, talking about halacha zayin now, the machayev of lachzir lemutav, it's to be effective. And again, this is interconnected with the previous point. You know, if inviting someone who's Machal Shabbos, I'm not talking about where he'll be Machal Shabbos to take your invitation. That's a separate parsha. If inviting him for a Shabbos meal is arguably going to plant the seeds for to be mashpi on him more than just telling him you shouldn't be Machal Shabbos, so then that's a kiyam in Ocheach Tochiach. Ocheach Tochiach is result oriented. It's not to tell him off. I think the Bir Halacha in Simen Tov Reish Ches, I think that's the Simen where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, that there's no mitzvah tochacha if you have good reason to think that the person is shogeg, and the result of just hearing the tochacha is that you make him into mezid rather than improving things. So then the Gemara says that mutav sheyish shogeg v'ayu mezidim. So whenever there's a presumption that the person knows, so then that's not a cheshbon. But when the presumption is that the person doesn't know, so then a person also has to think twice. No, maybe that's maybe all indications are that one is going to make things worse by speaking up. So, apropos of that, I think there's a Bir Halacha there in Bir Halacha, where he talks about, again, why we're not Mekayim so much Mrs. Tochacha B'zman Hazeh, and talks about maybe the fact that Ein Yodein Tzkifa, that when from Jews, you know, we're in the majority, it was easier to, you know, exert influence. And B'zman Hazeh Ein Yodein Tzkifa, so I forget who he quotes that from, the Smak maybe? I forget who he quotes that from. But if there is an opportunity, so then, you know, if none of these cheshbonos are relevant, so it is a mitzvah. Okay, again, halacha zayin here. So, haro'a chavero shechata, o shehu holech b'derech lo tova, mitzvah lachzir lemutav, ulehudiyo shehu chote al atzma b'maisa haro'im, shenem ha'ocheach tochech asam yisecha. So, in giving tochocha, the mochiach is supposed to explain to the chote that his actions are self-destructive. Shehu chote al atzma. To highlight for the chote how the chote himself, is the one he's victimizing himself through chet. So it's interesting, if you take a look in Hichos Tshuva, The Rambam has this exact same perspective in Parikei Fechus Tshuva Halacha Beis. Al Yavo Memachshav Tuchadav Zesh Omen Tipshe Ha'umos V'rov Gomei B'nei Yisrael. Shakab Shvaruch Hu Goz Ava Odom Mitchuz V'yosol Yos Tzadik Ha'Rosha. Ein Adov Ha'ken. There's no predestination. El Kol Odom V'Odom Roi Lios Tzadik Ha'Moshe Ha'Venu Al Rosha Ha'Kei Ravam. A person can't be a Novi like Moshe Ha'Venu, but he can be a Tzadik like Moshe Ha'Venu. Kol Odom V'Odom Roi Lios Tzadik Ha'Moshe Ha'Venu Al Rosha Ha'Kei Ravam. Al Chochom Al Sochol. A person can't determine his IQ, but to the extent that being a chokhmah means to act with chokhmah, so that a person can do. You can have a person can have an IQ that's off the charts, and he can act like a fool. So chokhmah osochol in terms of behavior. O rachman o achzari o kili o shua v'chein shokal adeus. Ve'elo misha yechvehu v'lo gozer alav v'lo misha moshkal le'echad mishnei hadrachim. There's no external force that compels or even pushes a person in either of the two directions. Elohume atzma midaito no telezo dar sheyitza. Hushi yemiyo omnim pi elyon osetze haros v'hatov. So according to the Rambam, that's not a rhetorical question. And Ra'os and Tov don't refer to punishment the way Rashi understands the Pasuk in Eicha, but rather Ra'os and Tov describe our actions, and it's a declarative statement. It's b'nichusa, not b'tmiya. Mipi elyon osetze ha'ra'os v'ha'tov. Kloma einan bore goza ala odom lo liyas tov, lo liyas ra. V'kevin shekein, and here's where we come to the parallel to our halacha, Nimtza zeh hachote hu hifsid atzmo. Again, he's destroying himself, right? The chote is destroying himself, right? That's the parallel in our halacha to the chote al atzmo. Lefichach, excuse me, v'kevin shekein hu nimtza zeh hachote hu hifsid atzmo. Lefichach ro'ui lo lifkosu lakonian al masha osa lenafsha ugmola ro'ot. So therefore, the person should cry and should lament what he's done to himself, his self-destructive behavior. Al masha osel anafsho ugemola ro'a. Husha kosev acha v'ma yisonon odom chai gevel chatoav. Exclamation point. Like ma noru hamokom hazeh. Right? Ma is not always a question word. Sometimes it introduces an exclamation. When Yaakov Avinu says ma noru hamokom hazeh, it's not question mark, it's exclamation point. Similarly here too, Ma yisone adam cha, gevel cha tov. V'chaza v'on mahol u'shuseinu b'yodeinu m'yodateinu asinu kol ha'vois, ro'er lanu lachzor b'tshuva. So here too, the Rambam highlights that the most basic perspective, most basic because that's the one which is most easily accessible to us. A person doesn't have to be on. It's a higher madrega to do tshuva because it was such a chutzpah to go against Ritzon Hashem, to go against Tzivei Hashem. That's a higher madrega. So maybe a person's not holding on that madrega. But the least common denominator, everyone has an instinct, right? We all have an instinct for self survival. We all have self love. So that's the least common denominator of everyone. And that's why, again, the Chiyuv Tshuva also accentuates this, also appeals to this Nimsa Zeh Chote Hu Hifzat Atzmo. So Memela, Hayos, that even when we're talking about Tshuva, we appeal to that because, again, that's the least common denominator. That's something that we all can relate to. Higher madrigas, lav dafka, that we can all relate to that. So hayos, that's the most basic impetus to tshuva. So memela, that needs to be included in the tochacha because the tochacha is to to inspire the person to do tshuva. So the most basic perspective for tshuva is hifsid atzmo. So memela, that's what the tochacha has to highlight. Could be, I'm not sure, just coming back to the last line of Halachot Vav again for a moment, I will say. V'imchazu b'kesh mimenu limchol lo tzorch limchol, v'lo yehe hamochel achzari, sh'nema v'yispal avohom el alokim. So that's just sort of reinforcement? Meaning, not to be mochel would be achzarius, right? So the Rambam said tzorch limchol, then he reinforces it. Now, as it were, you know, he says B'lashon Essay and B'lashon Los Essay. So B'lashon Essay, Tzach Limchol, and B'lashon Los Essay, V'lo Yehei HaMochel Achzari. Yitachen, though, that the Lo Yehei HaMochel Achzari goes beyond the Tzach Limchol. Achzari, again, we translate that as cruel, which is usually correct, but what it means most basically is unfeeling, unresponsive. And maybe the lo yehei hamochel achzari means it goes beyond the chiyuv is to go beyond mechila, and that's what the Rambam is illustrating with Vayispal Avram Elokim. Avram Avinu could have said to Avimelech, okay, I'm mochel you, but I should also now not only be mochel you, I should now put myself out for you. And that's what the Lashon is, v'lo yehei hamochel achzori, meaning even if he's being mochel, there would still be room for an achzorius if he would, you know, refuse to be of help. And the v'lo yehei mochel achzori means that not only should one be mochel, but beyond that, one should now turn around and look to assist the chote. Lo zu bilvad, to be mochel, but now to help the chote. And that's what the Rambam illustrates with Vayispal Avraham El Elokim. Again, I don't know that it would have otherwise been a problem, but the Rambam Hilchos Teshuvah doesn't quote the Vayispal Avraham El Elokim, because in Hilchos Teshuvah he's only talking about the din of mechila. He's not talking about, he doesn't have occasion to be talking about going beyond the mechila. Okay, so we'll stop here. We'll continue later.